Hey, welcome. This is Jim from the Nordies Podcast. We're going to be doing a screencast here in a moment, but first, I want to tell you about our friends, Melting Hearts Sunglasses. Check out meltingheartsusa.com. I got my pair of Ixtapas. They're like black on black aviators, fantastic for driving. I've been loving them, and my wife loves them too, so now she went and copped a pair. So go on there. They're inexpensive. I think I paid, you know, under $30 with shipping, so they're really cheap. But they're really nice. Go on there, use the code NORDEAST to get 20% off. And yeah, grab a pair, man. They're awesome.
All right, you're listening to the NORDEAST Podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim.
Just Jim.
Part-timer Ryan had something small and unimportant happening in his life.
Small. He was 9 pounds something, so kind of big. Yeah, so congrats to Barter. He had a baby boy, his second baby boy.
Yeah, congrats. We're bummed out that he can't be here today, but send him your best wishes and let Tinfoil Hat Barter know the show isn't the same without him, and his life won't be the same now that he has two children.
It's going to be shit, total shit. The kid's name, Chase Daniel Barter. I love it. I guess Chase Daniel is like a backup quarterback?
Yes.
I didn't realize that, but he must have, right?
He must be a big, I think he was like a Missouri kid. So.
Okay. He was here for the Saints game because he's Drew Brees' backup, right?
Oh.
I wouldn't have known this, but I heard this from other people.
I think he was a Missouri quarterback.
There's no way Barter did that on accident. He gave the kid like a strong quarterback name on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Like Chase Barter.
Yeah.
He's going to be a quarterback.
That's what he's going for.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. So congrats to him. And you guys are stuck with just the two of us again today. But we have some good stuff to share with you guys before we get started. First off, give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Nordeast Podcast. Communicate with us on there. Send us any questions that you have. Also, if you're interested in getting in contact with us about future episodes, you can always email us at nordeastpodcast@gmail.com. And also subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, whatever place that you get your podcast from.
We're everywhere.
If you can't find us, let us know and we'll make sure we get on whatever site you like to listen to your podcast on. And then we have a couple cool events coming up. The first of which is two weeks from this Sunday. The 11th.
It's the 11th of February at Draft Horse.
Yeah, so we're going to Draft Horse and we have a special live podcast with DJ Bonix.
Yeah, big deal, DJ Bonix. Like, Rap Station guy, 95.3, so he's part of the Go family. And he's Wiz Khalifa's personal DJ, so he travels with Wiz Khalifa on tour. I'm sure he's got some stories, and he's going to share them with us. It should be really interesting.
Yeah, so get out there, Draft Horse, check it out, have some of their beers, ask us some questions, make us feel special, and let's have some fun on a Sunday night. Let's all make work a little more difficult on Monday morning.
Perfect. That's always the plan when we do these.
Next up, if you're watching the live feed of this, you can see we have some brand new Nordeast Podcast hats right in front of us, and they're available to you. Just get in contact with us in whatever way possible, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, text message, show up at our house, whatever you need to do. And you can get your own Nordeast Podcast snapback.
Yeah, we're doing them cheap. I mean, we're just trying to get them out there. So they're $10. And they're really sick. These are the same hats that Abel does that everybody has with that MN patch on the front. Well, we liked what they did, so we put our patch on the front.
Yeah.
And price gouged them.
Exactly.
No, I mean, yeah, grab one, man. Hit us up. We'll hook you up. We got Twins, Gophers, and the new Timberwolves colors patches. So they're nice.
Yeah, I look great. I'm wearing one right now, and it even fits my big head.
That's amazing.
So if you're also like me, and every time you hear about a hat, you're stressed because your head is so large.
Nobody's like you, though. You're just speaking to yourself.
You will be okay. Also, we have in the works right now some really cool like throwback champion crew necks. So if you're interested in that, let us know. And again, we're trying to keep the price really low on anything. We just want people to look cool and support the Nordeast Podcast all over the Twin Cities and wherever you are listening to this.
That's it.
All right. So we We got some more news, but before we get to that, we're going to jump into what we are drinking. And today, we're drinking Uber Duber from Bauhaus. It's an Australian sparkling ale coming in at 8% alcohol. The cans look awesome.
They're crazy.
What do you think?
Pink, yellow, blue, silver. They're impressive looking cans. Yeah, man, this is a strange beer. You know, it is like I get the sparkling because it does have a nice effervescence a little bit to it. Hoppy and malty. I get a lot of flavor in general. Malty, more. You?
I really like this beer, but it is funky. It is totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I had never tried an Australian sparkling ale before.
Nobody has. Not even people in Australia have tried this.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, I think that people love Bauhaus, and they love to go to Bauhaus, and they have the best space, and they have some really good standard staple beers that they have had in place now for a few years. And I think the one thing that everyone is hoping for is for them to step outside of some of those really good beers that they already have and try some fun and funky things. And I'm excited that they tried this one right here.
Yeah, any release from them, I applaud it. I want them to do more. You know, they don't have to go as far as like a Fair State that releases, you know, those bombers all the time of like, you know, but just give us some, mix it up a little bit, have some more options in the tap room. They remodeled their tap room and it looks awesome. Have you seen pictures of it?
No.
It's crazy. Right. Like they redid their whole bar.
We're going to have to go there.
In fact, now's the time. So, at the end of March on third or fourth Thursday in March, we're going to be trying to do a big live event podcast, like get as many people out there as we can. We'll have probably a drink special going. We'll give away, you know, some of these hats. We'll, you know, take questions from the audience and just kind of like try to pack the place Nordy's podcast style. Just get it going.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It's going to be really fun.
They have a really cool space, obviously. They also have that stage up there. So
yeah, we'll probably post up there and then just kind of blast it out. You know, we'll have it set up so you can either listen to it or just like totally ignore us and have your own conversation.
Yeah.
Either way. It's all good for us.
Who would want to do that?
I don't think. Yeah, we're captivating. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So it should be awesome.
We'll have it set up so there's some prizes and, just a whole bunch of fun. So make your way out there. It's going to be on a Thursday. Usually we do events on like Sundays and Mondays. We're trying to make it a party this time. And I think that's a day that we can talk everybody into getting out there.
Dude, people should already be drinking on Thursday nights for sure. So we'll get them out and we'll let you know. We'll give you all the details and we'll get it on your calendars.
So there was a lot of information for you guys. Hats, sweatshirts, live events, free podcast multiple times a week, all 2018.
Let's get it going, man. It's only January. It feels like January's been going on forever. It's like the fourth month of January.
All right, guys. So we're going to move into our coming soon segment. And we're going to jump right into our new favorite game, Do We Care?
It's fun because we can rifle through just some TV and movie news, and maybe we don't care and we just move quick. We don't have a ton today because it is the slowest time.
Yeah, this is the worst time of year.
It's crazy.
So, Do We Care? Maisie Williams, also aka Arya Stark, she says Game of Thrones will be out April 2019.
I think we care about that, right?
I care so much.
Yeah, we care because we didn't want to see it like it comes into 18 or 2019. We're like, oh shit, now it's going to be July or August.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be spring. We can deal with that. Still over a year away.
Yeah, we're 15 months out from Game of Thrones. But you know what? I think absence makes the heart grow fonder. Mm-hmm. And I think that these last six episodes are going to be electric.
They're going to be absolutely all anyone is talking about during this six-week run. And you got to keep in mind that after this 6 weeks, once it starts, 6 weeks later, it's over forever.
I'm kind of considering,
and
like,
so, like, do we really want it, like, to be over now? No, like, let's hype it up for the year and stretch it out a little bit.
I'm considering, like, saving up all my time off and, like, taking Monday off after every episode.
So, what, we'll, like, live pod after and just get drunk and be like, holy shit, that was insane?
Or? I think I need to for sure take the last episode.
The finale off?
The finale the next day off. Because I'm going to be just too emotionally, like, I'm going to be, like, sick after that.
I'm guessing it's going to be really emotional. It's not just going to be, like, a big victory lap.
No. I think it's going to be a victory in the way of like they're going to defeat the White Walkers.
Yeah. But at what cost?
But at heavy cost.
Yeah.
Like pretty heart-wrenching cost. And
like Davos, done.
Oh, he's
Davos ain't going to make it.
No.
And that's going to be the saddest part.
Well, I think the crazy thing too is like they didn't kill very many characters the last 2 years, especially this last season where like nobody died. So that means they're saving up a lot of sure deaths for the last six episodes.
For sure.
So these last six episodes, I mean, you're going to get some key characters dying every episode.
I think that the White Walkers are going to reach Winterfell in the very first episode, like possibly the opening scene.
Oh, yeah.
They're there. They're just going to like, dude, they're not going to like have them slowly trudging across the, you know, Brandon's Gift. They're just going to be there.
Oh, they're going to be, yeah. And I just don't know how many of the characters that we love that are there survive.
Right.
It's got to be a couple of them, but not many.
Like, I don't know.
Bran.
Bran will make it.
And Sansa?
I think Sansa might die right there. Wouldn't that be insane? I'm guessing that Jon Snow won't be there at the time.
No.
Or maybe he'll just be getting back. I don't know. It's going to be...
How about this, though? What about, like, we're seconds into the season, they show up at Winterfell, and there's no one there, and then they get ambushed by people, and Jon drives a sword through the Night King's heart, and they're just gone.
They just move on right to the Lannisters again.
Yeah, they're just like, hey. Like,
that was a weird distraction.
Yeah, they never really played any role in this.
They will, though, because you got to remember the very opening scene of the show was introducing White Walkers before any other characters.
That's true.
They will open and close the entire thing.
You think they make it to the last episode?
We've talked about this, and I think it would be better if they didn't. You know, have them have like a giant battle in like the second to last, and then have like Cersei have to go up and get everything sorted out in the wake of this giant battle. And that's where you see a lot of your characters, like your favorite characters, die, and one last final skirmish for the future of Westeros.
15 months.
So we're going to be doing this every week. We're going to give them 15 minutes every week. No, we'll take a nice long break, and especially now that we know it's dropping. And we're not going to do spoilers. Like, if we find out that they're filming in a certain area, we're not going to come in and drop that on you guys. We don't want to know.
All right. Next up, do we care about possibly the hottest movie of 2018, Crocodile Dundee?
Right. So we talked about this last time. It just dropped out of thin air with, like, Chris Hemsworth. I still can't remember that fucking Danny McBride. Okay, I'll get him this time. And I guess Hugh Jackman. But it's all fake. It's all just a Super Bowl ad.
That was it.
That's it.
The whole thing
The whole thing is just like gearing up for one Super Bowl ad that'll probably be like 2 minutes or something. It's probably going to suck. It's not going
to
be funny.
I have to
say. It's a big thing for Australian tourism. Like, that's, you know, the Australian Tourism Committee has created this whole shindig.
So, do we care? Is this cool or is this stupid?
It's stupid. We should already move on. We've already wasted too much time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's stupid. All right. Finally, Mute, a new Netflix movie. Trailer drops tomorrow.
I think Tuesday, but yeah.
Tuesday. Yeah. Trailer drops Tuesday, and it comes out a few weeks later. What do we know about it?
It comes out February, like, 23rd or something like that. So, I do care about this. I've seen this movie in pre-production for a long time. Nobody's seen a trailer on it yet. I've seen insane images of it. Have anyone out there seen Moon? Have you seen Moon?
No.
Okay, so it's a Duncan Jones movie. He's actually David Bowie's son, which people don't always realize that, but and he's like, he made a really cool indie sci-fi movie with Sam Rockwell. Really weird. It was like this clone thing. You know, it turned out that he was on the moon and they were just like cloning him and then killing him, and a new one would step in and do this like work mining the moon that only one person needed to be there for. And so it gets wacky as hell because, like, it's almost like Multiplicity. Did you ever see that one with I gotta have Barter here for some of this shit. You haven't seen anything?
No, I haven't seen
that. All right, well, it's like the clones get progressively stupider and more wacky.
Okay.
So it's a weird ass movie, but it showed a lot of promise. And then this poor guy got stuck doing the Warcraft movie that just bombed. So Duncan Jones is bouncing off of that with like a really cool looking futuristic Blade Runner, gonna be wacky as hell movie with Paul Rudd,
who looks awesome,
and Alexander Skarsgård, who also looks awesome.
Paul Rudd has like a dirty handlebar mustache.
Yeah, and like frazzled hair and
yeah,
who knows what the hell. Like, nobody really knows what this thing's about at all, but it's going to be really weird and probably look kind of cool.
Yeah.
And probably be really funny.
I like Skarsgård. I like Paul Rudd in most roles.
Yeah.
And
I like Paul Rudd in all roles. I've never seen something dumb. Except for Ant-Man, but he was good in Ant-Man. That's it.
Yeah, and so I think I have enough faith in what Netflix is doing right now to at least say it's something that people should watch.
People will watch it because it's on Netflix. They watch Bright. And if they watch Bright a lot.
And people liked Bright.
Not me. I did not. I thought it was garbage. I was like, I'm not going to watch this. This looks horrible. And then, of course, you're sitting there, you turn on Netflix, it's like, okay, I'll just start it. Yeah, I watched it. It was bad. But, hey, I'm looking for a good one. February 23rd or something, I'll be watching Mute.
All right, Mute. I'm going to check it out, too.
Yeah.
I think I care.
You care? I definitely care.
You talk me into it.
All right.
All right, guys. So it's time to move on to the big picture. Today's big picture is the Grammy Awards. What do we think about the Grammy Awards?
I mean, I don't always care about award shows, but this is like a cool award show. And there's always like big, crazy moments. And you get to see like really amazing live performances. So I usually watch this one. I mean, obviously we're here recording instead, but my wife's got a DVR, so I might check some of it out.
All right. So we're going to run through a list of like the award winners from every single topic, starting with some hip hop stuff.
Yeah. Which is huge. I mean, they got like a bunch of amazing hip hop albums dropped. And a lot of them are nominated just for best album and stuff, too. So it's not just kind of relegated to, like, hip-hop artists stay in these smaller categories.
All right, so the first award of the night that we are going to talk about is Best Rap Album. All right, so I know we both picked...
Have they announced it?
They haven't announced this one
yet. Okay, good.
So I know we both picked the same album.
Kendrick Damn?
Kendrick Damn was the one we picked for our album of the year.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming we're going to stick with that one.
We are.
But the other
else is up?
The other ones that were up, 444, Jay-Z.
Yep.
Who's
also amazing.
Who is currently, as of today, feuding with President Trump.
Okay. Why is he even giving him time?
Well, he gave an interview and Trump tweeted at him multiple times and... They're going back and forth now today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So Jay-Z, 444, Damn, Kendrick Lamar, Culture from Migos, Lila's Wisdom from Rhapsody.
Wow.
And Flower Boy from Tyler, the Creator.
Okay.
I think it's
pretty... It's a big album. He came out on that album, so it was kind of like a, I don't know, cultural thing. It was, plus, pretty good. Did you hear any of it?
Yeah. I have listened to four of these albums. Rhapsody is something I'm not very familiar with.
I'm not at all.
So I'm sorry that to disappoint all of our big hip-hop fans that I don't know what Rhapsody is. But yeah, I listened to the other four albums. Migos is something that like I said this before, I'm too old for it. I don't know. Everybody loves it. Rolling Stone said it's like a musical revolution. And to me, it's the South Park episode with the fart noises. And old people can't understand or hear, like, cool hip music.
Yeah, it just sounds like farts to them.
Yeah, that's me with Migos. I don't get it.
I like it. I mean, I get Migos. It's a little bit grungy to me, you know? It's like, I think they kind of try to do, like, a wall of sound thing because at any given point, they're either rapping or there's, like, a, you know, just, like, a background ad lib going on. They're all just, like, you know, yelling out random shit in the background. And it's a little overwhelming. It's a little, like... It's an overwhelming sound to me, but I like it.
So to me, it comes down to Kendrick and Jay-Z, and I think Kendrick was the best album of the year. So obviously, in my mind, Kendrick should win Best Rap Album.
I think he will, but it hasn't happened yet.
It has not happened yet.
Okay.
All right, next up we have Best Rap Song. This one has been announced so far. Bodak Yellow by Cardi B.
Huge song.
Danger Mouse and Run the Jewels and Big Boy doing Chase Me, Kendrick with Humble, Rhapsody with Sassy, and Jay-Z with The Story of OJ.
Yeah, I mean that song is fantastic.
I'm gonna go with Humble.
Yeah, it's not even the best song in the album.
It's like the eighth best song in his album, but they never really picked the best songs. when it comes to award shows, they just pick the catchy singles. So I'm going to go with catchy single Humble as my rap song of the year. And that was the winner.
Okay. That figures for sure. That's a good sign that he's going to win album of the year too.
Next up, best rap performance. It comes down to Big Sean, Bounce Back, Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, Jay-Z, 444, Kendrick Lamar, Humble, Migos, and Lil Uzi Vert with Bad and Bougie.
Damn. That's pretty stacked, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Cardi B isn't going to win this.
No.
Did they already announce who won?
Yes.
So was it Kendrick again?
Yeah, I would choose Kendrick again because Kendrick is my choice for all of these.
Yeah, right?
And yeah, Kendrick Humble was the winner for okay. this one as well. The next one for us to discuss, we're moving on to something different. Best Urban Contemporary Album of the Year. Again, I'm not cool enough to know this. It says 6 Lack. I'm assuming it's Black.
Yeah.
Free, Black, Childish Gambino, Awaken My Love, Khalid, American Teen, SZA, and The Weeknd with Starboy.
And they've announced this one?
Yeah, they announced this one. I love Childish Gambino. I thought that album was fantastic.
Is that who won?
No, your winner was The Weeknd with Starboy.
Okay, all right.
What do you think of The Weeknd?
I get it. I like it. It's a little bit boring to me and a little samey, especially after having heard The Weeknd for like 3, 4, 5 years now. I get it. You know, he's just everywhere all the time. I wouldn't have gone to his big concert that was like super expensive to go to. And I just don't know if he's that big of a star, but I don't know. People seem to like him.
All right. So the next one is Best Alternative Music Album. Everything Now from Arcade Fire, Humans from Gorillaz, American Dream from LCD Sound System, Pure Comedy from Father John Misty, and Sleep Well Beast from The National.
Man, I'd probably go with Father John, just because that's the one I've actually listened to this year.
I would go with
LCD Sound System one, didn't they?
I would go with LCD Sound System. That would have been my assumption. That would have been my guess on who was going to win. But Sleep Well Beast from The National.
Okay.
The National, I think.
You like The National? I what I've heard, I like that Ohio song. It's like, and it's kind of like grungy and like a lot of guttural that's, noises.
That's every one of their songs.
Yeah.
I went and saw them in concert one time. I got to go to a show at First Ave, and it was just that. I mean, it was like boring and
okay.
pretty good, but mostly boring.
What's that one song, though, that's like The Blood in Ohio or some shit?
I have no idea.
Well, they probably played it. They probably opened and closed with it, but all right.
All right. Next up, we have Best Rock Album. So this one, making you step out of your comfort zone a little bit here.
Yeah, you think?
Emperor of Sand from Mastodon. Hardwired to Self-Destruct from Metallica.
Okay.
The Stories We Tell Ourselves from Nothing More. Villains from Queens of the Stone Age. And A Deeper Understanding from The War on Drugs.
I think it's going to be Queens of the Stone Age, even though I have no fucking
idea. Oh, hey, that was a great guess. Honestly, all of these were really critically acclaimed albums. It was The War on Drugs, which one?
And you've heard it?
Yeah, that was my actual, when we did our albums of the year, it was my number two choice.
Oh.
But it has no business being in the same category as Metallica and Mastodon.
Why?
It's like a slow, it's like...
It's not hard rock at all?
0%. I mean, it's like really chill, slow... Like Dire Straits meets, I don't know.
The National?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's pretty new sounding. Man, and slow. So
I haven't heard any of that shit.
No, it's really good. One of the top bands out there right now, and that's what won. So
that's
don't
good.
Know how it won Best Hard Rock Album, but it did. After that, we're going to move on to... the biggest 8 awards of the night, all right? Some of these have been announced, some of them haven't. The first one is Best Pop Vocal Album. So the first one is Kaleidoscope from Coldplay. Then Lust for Life from Lana Del Rey. Evolve from Imagine Dragons. Rainbow from Kesha. Joanne from Lady Gaga. And Divide from Ed Sheeran.
I think Lady Gaga is going to win.
Really?
I don't know. Ed Sheeran sometimes wins. It's weird to see like the big pop guys up for this, but I guess like, you know, that's some of the best music sometimes.
Yeah,
like so it's weird to see Kesha nominated, right? I don't know.
Yeah, so Kesha was actually way up in all of the album of the year rankings, like top five in everyone's ranking. So I kind of thought that would be the one that would win, but it was Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
He's a Lannister soldier, and he is...
Aria voted for him.
Winning awards, yeah. After that, we have best... Let's see. We'll do your biggest awards. So the best pop solo performance. Is it Love So Soft from Kelly Clarkson? Is it Praying from Kesha? Is it Million Reasons from Lady Gaga? Is it What About Us from Pink? Or Shape of You from Ed Sheeran?
Then Shape of You from Ed Sheeran.
It was Shape of You from Ed Sheeran. There we go. He's cleaning up. I feel like Ed Sheeran versus...
Well, why the hell would you give it like best album, but then not give it best song? You know what I mean? It's sort of like, well, shouldn't the best album have the best song too?
So best new artist comes down to Alessia Cara. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. She's good. She's legit.
Khalid, Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, man.
Julia Michaels and SZA.
Okay. I don't know who Julia Michaels is. I think SZA won.
It was Alessia Cara.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
As your best new artist. All right. Here it is. Song of the Year. I don't think this one has been announced yet.
You're refreshing.
I'm going to refresh it just in case.
Yeah. We're doing it clearly like right towards... when this shit's hitting its prime. But it goes to like 10 o'clock, so I don't know. I think some of it would have been.
So, it doesn't look like we have a winner still for this one, but your Song of the Year choices are Despacito by Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber.
I've heard it a time or two.
444 from Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Issues from Julia Michaels. 1-800-273-8255 from Logic. Alessia Cara and Khalid, yeah. And What It's Like by Bruno Mars.
Hmm.
So we don't have a winner. Who would you choose?
I don't know.
Despacito, 444, Issues, 1-800-273-8255, or That's What I Like.
I think probably 444, if I had to choose from here.
If I had to choose the song of the year, I would choose Despacito. Not because it's my favorite song, but because if you hear Despacito, it is in your head for the next two weeks.
Like, man, I think they came out in like 2017. You always nail it every time. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I get that was absolutely everywhere.
It was everywhere.
Logic song is pretty good, too. I mean, I get that one.
All right, so here we go. Album of the Year. This has also not been announced. This will be late, one of the last things.
Mm-hmm.
Their choices for Album of the Year, Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino.
Okay.
Pretty cool that the list is pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
So Childish Gambino, Awaken My Love, 444 from Jay-Z, Damn from Kendrick Lamar, Melodrama from Lorde, and 24 Karat Magic from Bruno Mars.
So to me, I think Kendrick will win the entire thing.
It's going to be a night of Kendrick. I hope that Kendrick wins. I think Kendrick is the most deserving. I think it is his year. I think he is the biggest music star in the world. And I think if you pulled musicians everywhere, that's who they would choose.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lorde is going to win.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, I really do.
Why? Did you read that she's an actual favorite for this or what?
I just think everybody loved her album. And
I didn't even listen to any of it.
You've heard every song on it, I guarantee.
You think? It's been everywhere?
And the final is Record of the Year. So what is the best song
of the year? Of the year?
Is it 24 Karat Magic, which was a...
I can't listen to... I'm so done with Bruno.
That was a banger, though.
I get it.
Good tune. Humble from Kendrick. The Story of OJ from Jay-Z. Despacito from Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber. Or my choice, Redbone from Childish Gambino.
It's a good one. When I first heard that song, I didn't know there was a chorus. I didn't know who was singing. I thought it was like an old black woman. I didn't know what the hell I was listening to. And then I was like, this is garbage. I was like, where's the hilarious like pun rapping that Childish Gambino does? You know, like he was like a clever punchline rapper for when he first started like Campfire and all that. Man, he took a left turn with this one. But hey, good for him. It's a good song. It grows on you. Stay woke.
What would you pick?
Kendrick again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what happens. You guys will have to check in on that on your own and see how close we were to with our choices. We're going to move on to our curtain call, though.
Yeah.
And our curtain call for today.
I'm excited for this one.
The current TV title holder. And this is the hardest segment to have.
What about
right
the
now.
DC thing? Weren't we going to do that?
Oh, we will.
Oh, shit. Okay. We got two curtain calls tonight?
Yeah.
All right.
So the current TV title holder. Who is it? Who holds the current title belt? Last we left off, we said it was Mr. Robot. But Mr. Robot's now been off the air for weeks and weeks and weeks.
And we haven't anointed a new champ.
There is no new champ. So someone's got to hold the belt while Mr. Robot is away, while True Detective or Game of Thrones
Westworld or whatever takes a break. So this is traditionally the slowest TV time of year, January and February. Also the slowest movie time of year. It's usually like a dump off of shit that doesn't usually work.
Doesn't that seem dumb?
When it's cold as hell.
Yeah, it's like the time I want to watch TV the most is now.
Yeah. It's like a spring season and a fall season for shows, right? So there's always like the big lull in the summer too.
That's so weird.
Netflix has helped with that a lot.
I'm the busiest during the spring and the fall.
I know.
I got a lot of time.
I just want to watch
the
dead of the winter and then like summer you're not working. You're like in your house all day.
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy. Netflix has helped though. And with streaming services, Hulu and Amazon, they're dropping stuff more steadily throughout the year. They can't just like save all their stuff up for one season because Netflix doesn't work like that. They just want people on and subscribing at all times. So it's gotten better. The one that I think you're going to nominate is from one of those. And the one I'm going to nominate is a popular show that I think is prestige television. And it's premiering live. There's been two episodes. They've both been excellent. I'm going to go with American Crime Story, The Assassination of Gianni Versace on FX.
And why?
Have you watched it?
No, I haven't.
It's excellent. It's really, really, really good. It's just like well done. It's just, it's interesting. You know, I don't know much of that story. You know, the guy that killed Versace, I was pretty young. I didn't know much about it. But he was a serial killer. He had killed four other people, including somebody in Minneapolis. Two people in Minneapolis. Or one in Minneapolis and one in like northern suburbs, like Blaine.
What?
Or like Ramsey.
Where did Versace live?
So Versace was living in Miami. So he was like, he came from like San Francisco, drove through Minneapolis, killed two people, kept going down, killing other people. And then he ended by killing Versace in Miami and then going on like a little mini manhunt. So it's like a crazy story. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here for them to cover.
It's funny to me because I literally did not know that Versace was a real person.
Or whatever.
I just thought it was like a brand.
Well, you've heard of like Donatella Versace, right?
I guess.
Penelope Cruz plays her and she's phenomenal. She's so good. So I think it's a great show. It's definitely worth watching. You know, it's a unique story. It's definitely, I don't know. I like the perspective that Ryan Murphy's taking on it to kind of show, hey, we're not going to glorify this killer. We're just going to show him as kind of a piece of shit, but then spend time with each victim and get to know them.
All right, so my choice for title holder would be The End of the Fucking World from Netflix. It's been out for a few weeks now. Seems like everybody is starting to watch it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say it isn't because it's the best television I've ever seen, but because it is different, it is shorter, it is done in a way that other television hasn't been recently.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like TV and movies are such a copycat business, right? And everyone kind of makes the same style of show. And this is something so incredibly different. It's something so easy to binge.
Unless you've seen Juno.
Yeah, unless you've seen Juno. and so I would say because it's becoming such a cultural phenomenon, I would pick The End of the Fucking World as a short-term placeholder with the TV title belt.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we've talked about it a couple times.
Yeah.
I think the first time I talked about it was maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I had only seen a couple episodes at that time. It's 8 episodes. They're about 20 minutes long. So it's about 3 hours or 4 hours of your time.
Yeah.
Not a huge commitment. Just like don't do what I did, which is finish the 8th episode and be like, that was really crazy. Where's that was the finale? You know what I mean? That's the worst.
That's the worst.
When you're like, oh, I wasn't watching that with my mind set that it was the last episode.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of like making all these connections. What's going to happen next? That was a big mistake. So there's 8 episodes. Just be aware.
All right. So can we come to a consensus or do you want to stick with, you want to fight for Versace?
No. I mean, I can, at least Versace's happening currently right now. Whereas Netflix is tough though, because what do you give it? Like 2 months? No, arbitrarily 1 month.
I think you have to give it a little bit of time because people...
It should last. 8 episodes should take 2 months, so maybe let's give it that.
Yeah, and there's so many people that are... you know, reluctant to start something new before they get suggestions. And so those first people who really dive in, those critics who dive into these shows on a regular basis, who are coming out and being like, hey, this is something everyone needs to watch.
Yeah.
It becomes like water cooler talk, and then everybody binges it at the same time.
Yeah, and so that's just what's happening now.
Yeah, and so to me, it's like you have to give Netflix some time because they have changed the way that people consume television and stories and movies, and they can't be punished for that because, I don't know, what company would you rather own, Netflix or HBO?
Oh,
I'd rather own Netflix. I feel like it's worth like way more.
maybe at this point, which is like even 5 years ago, people would have said HBO hands down.
They would have said it without a doubt.
Yeah.
And now Netflix is like the, you know, maybe the leader in.
They have 52 original movies coming out next year.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Is that a movie a week?
I mean, it won't be re-released quite like that, but yeah, pretty much.
Why don't they release them like every Friday night?
Yeah, they should.
That's what I would do.
I think a lot of them will just get buried in just garbage because they have so much crappy TV. God, there's just shit on there. But a lot of the original content is worth watching now. So this is one of them.
All right. So our title holder, placeholder, we'll say, because it isn't going to be up for one of the best of the year, the end of the fucking world, your current champ.
Yeah. And there might be a sequel, but we don't know.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
Yeah.
All right. So the last thing we're going to talk about today with our second current call.
This is our encore?
Yeah, we're
naming segments as we go. This is our encore.
We're coming back on stage for one last thing, and that's going to be DC movies, can they be saved?
No, probably, but let's go through and see what they're planning to do.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of talk recently, so you know, I for one, have seen almost every one of the DC movies. Saw the Superman movie, saw Batman versus Superman, I saw the
Wonder Woman,
Squad, Wonder seen, Woman, yeah. Justice League.
I haven't seen Justice League yet.
I've pretty much been through all of them. And to me, at this point, I don't even think it's worth continuing on with their current plan. And mostly with their current writing and directing, which has just been atrocious.
It's been heavy Zack Snyder, and he's not really involved at all anymore. So
Zack Snyder is a disaster to the level... Like, he's on the same level to me as Michael Bay. Like, if I hear that they're directing it, I don't really want to go see it.
I think that's actually, at this point, a disservice to Michael Bay. And that's how fucked up it is, yeah.
What is
I would be curious to see Zack Snyder try something, you know, on a really interesting, smaller scale at some point and just see what he has. But
like
for now, his blockbuster shit is not going well.
I'd like to see him try to make a movie that didn't have to be recorded mostly in front of green screens.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm at with him.
I get it.
So we're going to go through quickly the DC plan. And it's a lot larger and more complicated and complex than I was expecting. And I'm assuming you guys will be expecting as well.
Yeah.
We're going to see how deep they can get into this. And do we care about any of these movies that they have planned currently?
I just hope that out of the rough, a couple of these are diamonds.
Because
there's
some
weird one-off stuff. I mean, there's some stuff that could be very cool. Anything that's in the major track, the big, big blockbuster tentpole ones, I'm like dubious as hell about. But like some of the one-off ones are really interesting to me. So let's rock through them.
So their next movie, this is also crazy to me. I mean, Marvel would never go more than a few months without giving you a movie. DC is currently on like a Star Wars plan. With all these actors and actresses and stories to be told, they can only give us like one movie a year currently.
And Marvel's doing three.
Yeah. So the next one isn't until December 21st of 2018. And that is Aquaman.
That's the next one. Yeah. They don't have a summer movie this year.
That's absurd.
Yeah. That's because they fucked up.
Someone should lose their job for
that. I think they were trying to do Batman during that time. But holy shit, has that thing been a nightmare.
So they're going to Aquaman next. They've never done a standalone Batman movie in this universe.
Right, because they did a Superman Batman.
And yeah, they pretty much are going right to Aquaman and Jason Momoa. And it's funny to me because at this point,
Justin Lin directed this?
Yeah.
Is that right?
No. James Wan.
James Wan. Okay, so he's like the guy that directed like The Conjuring and some horror movies. Not like a big A-list guy to do like a big blockbuster movie, but... And if it was Marvel, I would be like, well, that's because he's not really directing it. He's just show running it. And they're like doing it, right? He's just doing what they say. I think that DC really needs like a visionary, like somebody that can make a good movie without any other help.
So let's think about this. Let's like pre-do their trailer.
Open on water.
Yeah, water.
Splashing. Splashing. Splashing intensifies.
Bar.
Yeah, right to a bar.
Right to a bar. He's in a bar.
Slap a shot glass down. It's empty.
Yeah. Empty shot glass.
Yep.
And then he reaches over and just grabs a whole bottle.
Right? And then who comes in?
I think at this point, though, we're like really deep into probably like a darker, like maybe a little bit industrial sounding cover of a Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah. I've heard it.
Yeah. And then at that point, you know, who comes in?
Wonder Woman.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman comes in because that's saying this movie sucks.
Yeah, we really need to show Gal Gadot before Jason Momoa. Yeah,
but
Say Momoa. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, but she's going to be in this movie, so you need to come see it.
Yeah.
Is what they're going to be trying to
tell
you.
So they'll start with her.
And then it's going to be just a clusterfuck of like water falls and waves and water tornadoes. And him swimming really fast with his shirt off and lots of tattoos.
Definitely some sharks biting people. And we're going to see dolphins, jumping out of the water to like catch something? Do you think that we'll see that? Because he's controlling these. We're going to see him riding on dolphins. One on each foot. Ace Ventura style.
Oh.
I chain say dolphin.
Yeah. And
you
then,
know that's going to happen.
Yeah. And then there's going to be like a couple scenes of like Gal Gadot and Jason Momoa. Like together, like in a situation that looks dire, but they look brave.
They're back to back, generally.
Yeah, they're probably back.
The camera's spinning around them.
Yes, and there's like, it's definitely not on Earth. Like it was done on a green screen.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah, I think that's where we are with that movie.
Pitch black everything. You can't see a damn thing the entire trailer.
Everything.
It'll be like deep sea, but like actual deep sea where it's just pitch black.
Everything
like,
in the water.
We're blessed. This is perfect. We need to shoot action scenes underwater, and it's black underwater, and that's all we do is make pitch black movies.
I just think like it's just going to go back and forth between being underwater where everything is blue and then on Earth where, for some reason, everything is red.
Yeah.
And they're just going to go back and forth.
It's like red, burning orange, and black.
Yeah, yeah. So we're not excited.
I just hope that none of that stuff is true, but it'll be like, you know, we'll get some Amber Heard looking skimpy as well, I guess. That'll be in it as well. I mean, it's just going to be pretty bad, I think.
So moving on to April of 2019, we get the movie Shazam. Now, I like comic books, and I'm kind of nerdy about comic book movies, and I don't know who Shazam is. I thought that was Shaq.
Yeah, right. Was that Alakazam?
Kazam, I think that was.
That was Kazam.
Kazam.
Okay, well, this is Shazam, so it's totally different. This is starring DJ Diesel, not Shaquille O'Neal.
So, do you know anything about this character?
No.
The only thing that is exciting about this character is that they will be going one-on-one with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who will be playing the villain, who we also don't know anything about, named Black Adam.
So, I guess the only thing I know about him is that he's a villain character sometimes, and sometimes good. So, he might actually turn out to be, like, you know, a good guy in future Justice League movies if this ever goes well. Which, come on.
We don't have a lot of hope.
Then, so who's the titular Shazam then? They've cast him, right?
Doesn't look like they have anybody. Or they haven't really announced it yet.
Damn.
That's pretty bad. Asher Angel.
That's who they've cast as Shazam?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Never heard of him. Mm-hmm. All right, so what else? What's next?
After that, we move on to Wonder Woman 2. And that seems like the next big hit that they could have. But I don't know if I trust them not to fuck it up.
Yeah, so I heard some good news about this.
Yeah,
I was a little bit worried with Wonder Woman 2. So they're bringing back Patty Jenkins. You know, she set this record for highest grossing movie by a female director. I love that. They got her back. They got Gal Gadot back. There's no reason it shouldn't be good. Unless they were trying to make it like a sequel to like one of their horrible Justice League movies. They're not. It's also a period piece. It's Cold War. Good news, right?
Yes.
Very good news.
That's cool.
That's great. So I think it's going to be great. There's no reason to think it won't be awesome if they don't have to like do all this mental and fucking plot gymnastics to make it fit into whatever garbage they're trying to push next.
it seems to me like that is their next sure thing if they can get there.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
So after that, we'll go a little quicker on these ones because there's not as much information on them. But this is pushing us all the way out into 2020. So you can see their kind of like grand plan of things, which seems way less thought out than the Marvel plan.
Insane.
But here we go. So the next movie would be Suicide Squad 2. Did we need a Suicide Squad 1? I'm not sure.
But we're getting a second one? For sure not.
We're getting Suicide Squad 2. To me, it was absurd that they had the Joker in it for all of about 3 minutes.
And he was the worst part of the movie.
Yeah.
I hated it.
It should have been just Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she was great.
Running into other people because she was fantastic and everything else about the movie was pretty unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
So Suicide Squad 2, followed by a movie called The Batman.
And this thing's been in production hell because I think Matt Reeves is going to write and direct. So he's got some talent. He's like the Cloverfield guy, you know, works with J.J. Abrams. He's got talent. He's made good movies. I don't think that's the problem. But they can't lock down who it's going to be because, like, everybody hates Ben Affleck now, and including the studios. So he probably won't be back as Batman ever again. So now it's up to recast him. And they're talking about Jake Gyllenhaal, which we don't like. Who did we decide? We did this like a couple weeks ago, and we picked somebody, and I think it was good.
I said Christian Bale.
Okay, yeah, bring him back. Yeah, I can't remember who I said.
I said Christian Bale or Michael Keaton. Just throw it back to someone we know as Batman. But honestly, I just think it's absolutely dumbfounding that they started this entire journey with an old Batman, and his story is that he's old and he doesn't have much time left.
That's so dumb.
So they were like, we got this long-term plan. We're going to do these movies for the next 10 years, but Batman's going to be old starting in movie number 2.
Yeah.
after that, in the Batman, also Joe, I'm going to mess his name up, Joe Manganiello.
Yeah.
You know that guy.
Manganiello, he's like been in the stripper movies.
Yeah, and he was in True Blood. I don't think he's really been in anything else.
Okay.
He's just like handsome and jacked.
Yeah.
He is going to supposedly
play... He's Italian jacked handsome. We get it.
He's going to play Deathstroke.
They did release a picture of him because he's going to be in whatever next movie is coming up, I guess. He's going to have some kind of cameo. He looks okay. It looks bad, to be honest.
So here's where it starts to go off the tracks to me. The next movie that they have planned is called Justice League Dark.
And this is like villains?
It's like the same story, the same exact story as Suicide Squad.
It's bad guys. What the fuck are they doing?
It's like bad guys who are like in their own Justice League, but they
so
have,
it's Suicide Squad.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, what is this? Some kind of Justice League
Dark? Jesus. All
so
right.
It's
That's not a great idea.
It's led by John Constantine, who is an anti-hero detective.
Oh, so and, Constantine, like as in the movie Constantine?
Yeah, and they're
the
going to...
Keanu Reeves thing?
It was supposed to be Guillermo del Toro, and now it's Doug Lindman.
I don't know who the fuck Doug Lindman is, but you just went from Shape of Water, Guillermo del Toro, to Doug. That's DC's plan in a nutshell.
Yeah. After that, they're going to go into Batgirl.
Okay. Probably has more promise than
it's supposed to be written and directed by Joss Whedon.
Mm. I've heard of this, that he was thinking he wanted to do that forever. Cool, man. If he does it, it's going to be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then after that, it's supposed to be the Green Lantern Corps.
Oh, Green Lantern hasn't worked. Green Lantern is the lamest character, right?
Yeah. Okay. He like has like a ring or something that turns into like a hammer.
He's got a power ring and he can change into anything, right? So they can whatever.
If it's not Ryan Reynolds, I'm going to be annoyed.
Ryan Reynolds was horrible in that.
He was terrible.
So bad. Well, I mean the whole movie was horrible.
After that, we get a person I feel is being forced down my throat a bit. And that's Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
As the Flash in a movie called Flashpoint. And it's going to be a standalone Flash movie. Does that get you excited at all?
Well, I've never seen The Flash in action because I haven't seen Justice League, right? So I don't know for sure. I know that Flashpoint, for anybody that's read the comics, is like game changing, universe changing. It's like a time travel story where a lot of major things change and shift in the universe. So apparently it's one of the best comic book arcs ever written. And so just the story they've chosen, I guess, shows some potential. I think that they'll take it really seriously. I don't know, man. I mean, they'll try to make it a big movie for sure.
It was supposed to be Seth Graham Smith. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's that great. He like did like Pride and Prejudice and, you know, zombies or whatever. Like those, like Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
He wrote those things, but he's never directed before.
Okay, so
I don't think
that he's got any talent.
It was supposed to be his first movie he was going to direct, but now they've handed it over to Rick Fumiyiwa, okay, who did Dope.
Probably better than Seth Graham Smith. That guy is like, he was all the rage. Everybody wanted to hire him to write a script, and then it just all went south for him. All
right, and then here's the ones that supposedly have been leaked in their plan, but we don't know if we'll get them for sure. Justice League 2.
Would make sense.
If they don't do it, then they failed miserably, and like 90% of the people involved need to be fired.
Yeah, right.
Cyborg, which after seeing Justice League 1, I have literally zero interest in. Nightwing, which
that's kind of cool,
sounds like it will happen. Matt Reeves is set to direct.
Wait, now they're bringing him for that? Oh, so wait, he's doing Batman and then he's gonna do Nightwing?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's supposed to be Chris McKay.
Okay, he's got some, he does comedies, doesn't he, mostly?
Yeah, so Chris McKay announced via Twitter that he is going to be doing Nightwing and that an announcement will be made about it in February.
Okay, interesting. Well, dude, Nightwing is cool, man. Like, the only thing I really know about Nightwing is from playing those Arkham Asylum games. Yes. But he's a badass character.
He's great.
Isn't he like a former Robin that's just like, no, I want to be more badass than Batman?
Yeah, he
kind
has
of
that
an asshole.
Bo staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like,
cool.
Like, cocky former Robin.
Does things a little too edgy for Batman.
Yeah. And then after that, you get Man of Steel 2. If it has the guy who plays Superman, what's his name?
Henry Cavill.
Then I don't want to see it because that guy sucks.
God damn it. He would have been, you know, dude, if the people running Marvel movies had made these, they would just be excellent, I'm sure.
After that, the next one they have is Gotham City Sirens, which would be Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, and possibly Catwoman.
Yeah, which they will have to introduce all these people, at least two out of three of them, before this, right?
Yeah. We already have Harley Quinn.
I want more Harley Quinn. This. It's honestly like the movies that are centered around girls, like Batgirl,
mm-hmm,
Wonder Woman 2, the Sirens movies just seem to have probably more promise.
If I were DC, I would just be like, you know what? We're just going to make a bunch of girl movies. Because
they should. And yeah. Dude, Marvel has not made one yet. They're planning, just announced that they're going to make a Scarlet. No, not Scarlet Witch. That would never work. Black. What's her name? Come on.
Captain Marvel.
No. They're actually making our Captain Marvel. Yeah. So yeah. There's one. Dude, Natasha, what the hell is her?
Romanov.
Yeah, so Spider, Black Widow. Jeez, yeah, took forever. Yeah, Black Widow. So that could be good, but
isn't that just going to be called Atomic Blonde, but with a Marvel theme?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
good.
After that, we have Deadshot featuring Will Smith. Kind of breaks our rule of watching Will Smith.
Dude, so Deadshot and Deathstroke are both DC characters that just look exactly the same and act the same, and I can't even tell the difference.
Yeah,
one of them's a bad guy, and one of them's like
mostly
anti-hero
bad guy. Then we would get Black Adam, which we talked about earlier, which would be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
See, I told you he becomes like a
good
hero guy,
maybe their bad kind of role.
Yeah.
It's something that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is really passionate about, and he has been trying to get going for years. So
do we have to call him Dwayne The Rock Johnson? I mean, we've been at this transition phase forever.
I think we should.
Can he just be Dwayne Johnson?
I just want to still call him just The Rock.
Then let's go with that.
The Rock.
But dude, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson thing has been happening now for 10 years, and he's one of the biggest movie stars on earth.
Yeah, I think
we get it. He doesn't really need to be The Rock anymore.
I want him to be The Rock.
The Rock was like his WWF starting days. Like he's...
Yeah, I wanted to be The Rock.
But it's so much cooler than Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
If he had a less lame name, he would have already switched.
Yeah. And then finally, they have a possibility of Sandman.
I don't even know what the
fuck that is. So do they get to any of these movies? How many of the characters that we currently have are still around in 5 years? And how many of the people that they hired to run this project are still employed?
They should have already rebooted.
Yeah.
I think after Batman versus Superman, they should have scratched everything and started over. They're DC. They have more famous comic book characters than Marvel.
Yeah, and they're losing
by a lot.
Miserably.
Yeah. I mean, Spider-Man is probably the biggest character that Marvel has.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Wolverine.
Spider-Man, Wolverine, and
Iron Man is not a huge character. He's been made by these movies.
No, but those are, at this point in time, those are probably their three biggest people.
Yeah, Captain America too, but...
Captain America, Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Iron Man.
Yeah.
It's kind of their stable.
But they don't compare to Batman or Superman, do they?
No, Batman and Superman are close. One and two.
Wonder Woman too.
Wonder Woman's way up there. I mean, they have so many big-time stars. It's embarrassing that they have fallen so far behind.
Yeah. It's crazy to me.
It's crazy.
They need to reboot, dude. They can make great movies. I want to see great DC movies.
If I were DC, I would be going after the biggest directors, and that would be my goal. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, hey, you know, we need to find... Obviously, Star Wars has kind of found Rian Johnson as someone who's going to do a bunch of their movies, right?
Yeah.
And has kind of been given a lot of the... ability to make decisions on where the...
And they thought they had that with Zack Snyder, but he had already made shitty movies before then. They should have known. They were getting shitty Zack Snyder and not, like, 300 Zack Snyder or Dawn of the Dead Zack Snyder.
But even 300, like...
He already made a movie that bombed with Watchmen. They should have seen that coming.
300 to me was, like, a cool movie, but I didn't really need to see any more of it.
Yeah.
And they should have seen that as well.
Yeah. Interesting choice. We'll see, man. I honestly wish they'd blow it up now and be like, I'm sorry, guys. Late 2019, you're getting your next movie, but it's going to be sweet because we're starting over.
Gal Gadot stays and everyone else goes.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Honestly, if she's a casualty.
No, Gal Gadot
stays. Well, you know, here's the thing. They could do it.
Margot Robbie stays.
All right. I agree. There's good parts. That's the thing. But like sometimes you got to just really blow it up. Like let Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot make a second one because it's a period piece anyways. It doesn't affect the current timeline. Mm-hmm. Other than that, everybody's gone.
Yeah. I would get rid of every one of them. But what? No. Who could they find to be Aquaman instead of Jason Momoa?
Who gives a shit?
He's probably got so many other big roles to fill right now.
They killed him off on Game of Thrones and he's been waiting for a call since then. So yeah. He's fine. Yeah. I guess there's some, you know, it's tough. They do have some good casting there, but they can't, like, just bring him back and have him now in a situation that's completely different. Like, forget all that stuff, but it's just me again. Aquaman here.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's a tough situation.
It's bad. It's so bad. DC, you're in trouble. We're going to continue to watch Marvel kick your ass, and you're going to release movies a month and a half before Star Wars comes out to avoid it. And it's going to keep being bad until you figure it out. So hopefully they do. The more good movies, the more we all win.
Yeah.
I think that's all time we have this week for our screencast. We'll be back later this week with a sportscast for all of you guys.
Dude, Super Bowl preview.
Yeah, we're going to break.
Listen.
We're going to break down the Super Bowl. Spoiler alert, Nordy's podcast has a ticket to the Super Bowl.
How crazy is that?
And I'm going to the Super Bowl. So that's going to be wild. And also, just remember, Nordy's podcast hats, they look really great. If you can see me right now, $10 if you want to buy one. We're not trying to make money. We just want to spread the word about one of the coolest and hardest working hard hat podcasts in the Twin Cities.
It's alternative media, man.
Yeah, exactly. And then, that's about all we have. We got the big event Draft Horse coming up on February 11th with DJ Bonix. So get out there, find an excuse to get out, you know, whether it's the best weather or the worst weather, get out there, have some beers with us, and find a reason to get out on a Sunday night. And then coming up, we have some other cool events, including one in March at Bauhaus. So hopefully we'll meet a bunch of you guys, see a bunch of our favorite listeners, and we'll be back with you guys later this week with the Nordy's podcast.